Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a pleasure being with you today on Veterans Day, and happy Veterans Day to everybody across the state. We have, at any given time, about 250 soldiers and airmen on duty right now supporting COVID relief across the state. And that includes test support, logistics support, working at food banks, any number of specialties. At the height of the response, we were over 1,100 soldiers and airmen throughout the state. 80 of the 83 counties had some activity going on, and it's really just been a pleasure to support our state during this pandemic.
And do you expect that activity to increase since the COVID numbers have really been spiking lately?
Well, the Michigan National Guard stands ready to support the state in any way that the state requires or asks us to. So we are always in support of another state agency. So in specifically for the pandemic, we are supporting Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services. We also support the Michigan State Police, but we are there to augment in whatever way we can.
And Governor Whitmer and some others introduced legislation yesterday to help veterans. Why is that legislation needed, and how would it help?
The legislation yesterday, it was a great initiative on behalf of veterans and service members. And it's really set up to enable families the ability to continue to work as military move in and out of the state and as veterans relocate to the state of Michigan. Quite often, military members are required to move on a regular basis just as part of their profession. And as they are moving, they're not the only ones carrying that burden, but so are their families. And when they have a spouse that has a working profession and is dislocated, the legislation introduced yesterday will help them with licensing and access when they come to the state of Michigan so they can continue to work within their profession. So it's really a great initiative. It allows families to ease some of the burden that comes right along with being part of the U.S. military. So as military members come into the state, their spouses come with them, and they can quickly pick up their profession where they left off from wherever they came from.
Now, for veterans who are out there and needing various kinds of help, is there a focus on programs that you want them to be aware of?
There are a lot of programs within the state of Michigan. We're very blessed within Michigan. There's a great support for veterans. Within my department, we have the Military and Veterans Affairs, and within Veterans Affairs, we have two different organizations. We have the Veterans Services, which really is focused on connecting veterans to benefits that they have earned through their military service. And they have a vast array of products and programs, and the best way for a veteran to get connected is to reach out and contact that organization. There's a 1-800 number, 1-800-MICH, M-I-C-H, VET, 1-800-MICH-VET. And people are there that were trained to help veterans identify the benefits that they have earned and get them connected to those benefits. But in addition to that, veterans also have access to a trust fund. So when they have emergency financial needs, they may qualify for financial assistance. And through that 1-800-MISH-VET, they can also get connected to experts to help shepherd them through that. Then we also have veteran homes here in the state of Michigan. We have two of them in existence, and we're building two additional ones. And though that's a place where veterans in their later years seeking skilled nursing care can apply for residence in these homes. And we have up to 400 residents currently across the two existing homes. And when we open up the two new homes, we will have a total of three. One of them replaces the home in Grand Rapids. And we will be able to accommodate about 500 veterans in those homes. So if anyone's seeking skilled nursing care in their later years and they qualify as a veteran, we do have those capabilities here in Michigan. Those are phenomenal sites with amazing people that support our veterans.
And with COVID-19 this year affecting everyone, how has it impacted the work you and your office is doing?
Like everybody else, we are adapting to the COVID situation, the COVID pandemic. We are taking all the necessary safeguards. We've maximized the number of people working from home, and we've really been amazed at how well the workforce has embraced that and adapted to that situation. Then for those who do have to come into work, we really are disciplined in our use of masks, the hand washing stations, the social distancing. So those basics really are important in us managing and mitigating the risks of COVID and continuing to be successful in our mission. So that's probably been the biggest impact. And then we all, through our personal lives, we are dealing with COVID, and those with young children are adapting to the situation at home where through the flexibility of the work from home, they've been able to stay home, support their children going through schools, and make sure that they are being successful.
Thank God my kids are grown. Because I can't imagine trying to teach at home and working too. But a lot of people are doing that in all walks of life. It's a lot.
They are. There's a very large impact on families and on people. And particularly as we go into the holiday seasons, the holiday season always has additional stress and brings anxiety to folks. And with COVID, I think it's just another impact that we need to be aware of, and being connected with people, staying connected through the virtual means, reaching out to folks, looking after one another is going to be very important this year. And we encourage everybody to do that. Stay connected, look after one another, pay attention to each other's needs, and reach out if somebody needs that support.
All right. Anything you want to add?
Well, Beth, I appreciate the opportunity to highlight the great things going on across the state. The Michigan National Guard is a very important part of our national defense. We train each and every day to be ready to respond at a moment's notice to our national security. So even behind the scenes, when we don't have a pandemic, but even during the pandemic, we have up to 500 people deployed overseas currently. We are training each and every day across the state to be ready to support our nation if the call is put out for that support. So I could not be more proud of the service members in uniform today or the heritage and legacy that service members before us built. And we work every day to honor that legacy and honor our veterans and serve as selflessly as they did. And it's just a great honor to be the Adjutant General here in the state of Michigan and get to work every day with these heroes and people who are willing to put service before self. So thank you so much for the opportunity to share this with the people in your viewing audience.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.